Over the weekend, Ireland's food-loving masses donned their bibs gourmand and headed to Ballymaloe House for the Looking Like annual literary festival, where everyone with a cookbook to plug, a restaurant to fill, or an artisan product to boost gathered in the hope of entering new minds, new pockets, and of course, new stomachs. Among those walking between the wine theatre and the old house was Danish star René Redzepi of Copenhagen's Noma restaurant, who's just climbed back onto his throne as the world's greatest chef. Caroline Hennessy was there for Culturefile and grabbed Redzepi to ask him about his foraging-orientated food philosophy and about the regular MAD symposium he organises in a circus tent on Copenhagen Harbour, but also about his father's rather less than awestruck reaction to the son's second Michelin star. Redzepi Sr. reportedly remarked that now his son can support his family.
You're just after coming off stage at the Ballymaloe Literary Festival. It looks like you're still studying, though you're still learning things. But it also sounds as if you will never be allowed to climb too high in your own home. You told us about how your father reacted to you getting your second Michelin star.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm perfectly fine with that because I genuinely also believe that despite all the accolades or all the good things that happens, these things are just sort of come and goes, if you will. These are not like family members or friends even that stays with you for the rest of your life. You can't be attached to them like they are a dear family member. Take them for what it is. Use them if you can as best possible. And we did that. All the accolades, we told ourselves, let's build the restaurant of our dreams. And we've been able to almost get to the finish line with that.
One of the things you said, and I thought was rang true in lots of ways, was the fact that food is one of the last analog experiences. How do you find this is coming through to your restaurant?
Well, I mean, we can see the all these young people that are suddenly there, almost collecting meals as they were collecting records or something like that. There's a definite shift. I can totally see that. Not only amongst, say, young creative people, but it's just in all levels and in all fields we see an uprising of very young people wanting to eat out and being so intrigued by restaurants and the whole experience of dining.
And with Noma, Noma's recently regained its spot number one of the world. What does that mean to you as a chef, as the man who is Noma?
Well, I mean, I have to say, be honest, because this time it came as a total shock. We weren't surprised. We weren't expecting anything. The other times we wanted, we were sort of riding a wave. We could see that it was going sort of forward, but this time it was such a surprise. And for the team, for us as a restaurant, a little team, you know, being on that list have changed our place. It changed our region. So to have another sort of a go at it was just amazing.
I suppose the thing is as well is it's not just restaurants, it's an entire food philosophy that you espouse and that is having a huge impact on the world of food.
I think in our part of the world it's a big thing, definitely. In the Scandinavians, it's what is being seen on a restaurant level is quickly within years being translated into an everyday level. And it's mind-boggling to be a part of, actually. You know, just the fact that I was looking through my old notes from when we first opened and I saw this sea buckthorn berry that we were experimenting with when we first opened, this exotic berry that nobody had ever really used before. And today that's in any yogurt, in any supermarket. That's amazing.
And to see your influences actually make it in through to the mainstream. And I think one of the things that you mentioned today as well could become mainstream is the whole idea of the insects as food. And you were talking a little bit about the MAD Symposium.
Yeah, and it's also because it's a different time to be a cook. We have opportunities to do all these things. You see here at the Ballymaloe, they organize a festival and where they bring in people from all over. This is a recent thing that cooks are able to do that and have the reach and the power within, you know, sponsorships, even within a government to actually get funding and help to do these things. And so with that, I thought, you know, we needed to also have something else besides doing a restaurant, something where we tapped into, you know, food culture, something that was looking for the betterment of our trade, basically. And that's what the symposium is about, I guess. It's about having a space where we can do that, talk about things and learn about things so that we become just a little bit better and we leave things just a little bit better than we received them.
I suppose as well, you mentioned today that the fact you started in the kitchen when you were 15 years old, and it doesn't sound like you were the ideal student at that stage.
No, not at all. I was a terrible student. Although as soon as I got into cooking school, that changed. I mean, I fell in love with it. And so once you fall in love with what you do, you know, and it doesn't, and it stopped being a chore, but more as a hobby, it changes. So from that moment on, I was a good student.
And so the next step for Noma then, Renee?
That's just more of the same, but better.
René Redzepi there of Copenhagen's Noma, and we'll be back with Caroline Hennessy at this year's Ballymaloe Festival next time on Culture File. And remember, if you want to find more of our food-orientated files or any of the others, you can find them on the Classic Drive page on the Lyric site, where you can also subscribe to our podcast feed. We are also on Tumblr, WordPress, Blogger, SoundCloud, Instagram, Twitter, and iTunes. Yeah, we're not really playing hard to get.